Pittsburgh Public Schools will begin virtual instruction this week. Other large districts like Philadelphia will launch by the end of the month. But some districts across the state have been teaching students formally for weeks. 90.5 WESA's Sarah Schneider reports on the educational inequities being exacerbated by the pandemic.
Whenever students return to buildings, most of them will be behind. Pennsylvania's public and private schools have been closed for nearly a month, and they won't reopen this year. School leaders scrambled after the initial closure on March 16th to make sure the most essential need, food, was covered. Many then distributed educational enrichment materials that wouldn't count towards grades. With unclear guidance from the federal and state departments of education, districts like Pittsburgh said they couldn't move to formal remote learning. That was in part because not every student had devices or internet access, and they weren't able to meet the legally protected rights of students with disabilities or English language learners.
Nobody was prepared for this.
That's Pittsburgh Public Superintendent Anthony Hamlin.
But now that we're here, it's going to take us a little time to make sure that we roll out a product that's going to meet the needs, the equitable needs of all of our students and not just some.
A majority of the 23,000 students in the state's second largest district are considered economically disadvantaged. The district waited almost 2 weeks to survey parents about their technology needs. So far, the district has spent $1.5 million on computers. Still, Hamlet says not all students will get one. Some will get paper packets. But some districts were prepared for the closure and moved online quickly. Pine Richland, just north of the city, started instruction a day after schools closed. Only 3% of the district's 4,600 students live below the poverty line. Superintendent Brian Miller says more than 90% of families have internet access.
Once we knew that we needed to go down this path, it was just like flipping a switch.
He says, though, technology wasn't the key factor in flipping the switch. He sent his first message to parents about preparing for the coronavirus on February 5th.
You know, I would say the most important thing that we did wasn't the fact that we had families with internet access. It was the fact that we had invested, hundreds of hours in planning and preparation before the need to close occurred.
Guidance from the state has been confusing at times. The Department of Education can't mandate that schools teach students remotely. It can only strongly encourage them to do so. Secretary of Education Pedro Rivera said schools shouldn't let the fear of legal action stop them from making a good faith effort to teach all kids. Cheryl Kleiman with Education Law Center in Pittsburgh says there's a difference between delaying instruction in order to make a plan for those students and rejecting remote instruction because of lawsuit fears. She said schools need to make sure they're tracking what students with disabilities have missed during this time.
But that doesn't just mean that it's going to be reverting to a bunch of lawsuits.
Her concern now is that online platforms won't translate to quality education.
So it's hard to imagine that putting a laptop and an internet connection in the hands of a kindergartner is going to ensure that that child has access to education and learning experiences that are meaningful to them right now.
Pittsburgh Public Chief Academic Officer Monika Jenkins says her team started gathering packets for students before schools closed. But they determined worksheets weren't enough and decided to wait and see when schools would reopen. Jenkins says it's going to take a very long time for students to catch up after nearly a month off.
It's not something that's going to be addressed just in curriculum writing alone. There's going to have to be a lot of other things, factors that we have to consider when we start to plan for the unfinished learning.
That learning won't look the same. Jenkins spent last week training teachers to use Microsoft Teams to communicate with students. Instruction likely won't be in real time. On top of the lost weeks in the classroom, schools will have to account for the time teachers spend every year making up for what students have forgotten over summer break. I'm Sarah Schneider, 90.5 WESA News.